This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans. Welcome to episode 198 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Tricker. I'm your host. Good show for everybody today. Looking forward to jumping into it, and we'll start the same way we do every week. That's by starting with the breakdown. The breakdown is brought to you by the Colorado School of Healing Arts. CHSA has delivered over 35 years of comprehensive massage therapy education, and their mission is to offer superior education, create the opportunity for our students to experience their full potential, and to develop the skills necessary to become successful massage therapists. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. There are interest-free monthly payment options, and classes are offered year-round, so you can find something that works for you. If you're interested in pursuing a career in massage therapy, visit csha.net today. So, big win for the Raptors last weekend. That was exactly what I was hoping for. The Raptors put together a very quality victory over Yacaré last Sunday at Infinity Park, overcame a 26-14 halftime deficit to stun Yacaré 35-33, pick up their second consecutive victory. Yacaré entered the match in second place. The Raptors beat a good team on Sunday. They should feel proud about that. And what's kind of makes it a little bit more fun is they have a really good chance to make it three wins in a row next weekend with another winnable match at home against Selknam. Right now, Selknam is below the Raptors in the table. They got one win on the year, beating Cobras 30-20 in round two. So probably going to be hungry for a victory. And they see the Raptors right above them, so they're licking their chops as well. So right now, the Raptors are 1 point out of fourth place. And the final playoff spot at the moment, there's obviously still a lot of rugby to play this season, 7 matches left for the Raptors. But here's how the table shapes up as of Friday, March 29th. So Doggos are in first place with 21 points. Pampas in second place also with 21 points. Yacaré is now in third place after their loss to the Raptors with 20 table points. They did pick up 2 bonus points in the loss, so they did not leave Infinity Park empty-handed on Sunday. Penyrolls in fourth place with 11 points. The Raptors are in 5th place with 10 points. Selknam is in 6th place with 7 points, and Cobras are in 7th place with 4 points. So the Raptors are very much in the mix right now, have another great opportunity, like I was mentioning, pick up some points against Selknam next weekend, keep stacking points and see where you end up, you know, last couple weeks of the season. They get a crack at 3 straight playoff contenders after Selknam, Penyrolls, Dogos, and Pampas to close out the homestand. So busy month of April, matches every Sunday, and they mean something, which is fun. So it's exciting stuff. You got to get out to Infinity Park if you haven't, catch a match. It's been good, entertaining rugby. The weather's not been the best, but we're hoping that changes in April. I'm looking forward to seeing where the Raptors end up at the end of this homestand and see, you know, what they have to do with 3 more games in South America before the playoffs to see if they can make their way into the tournament. That kind of does it for the breakdown, so we'll go ahead and jump into all the rugby you can watch this weekend. So Super Rugby Americas is off for Easter break. They shut down every year for Easter. A little bit lighter of a slate in MLR this weekend. Houston Sabercats taking on the Dallas Jackals on Friday at 6:30 Mountain Time. Seawolves at Chicago Hounds on Saturday at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. Old Glory DC is on the road against Anthem Rugby Carolina at Saturday at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. San Diego Legion, taking on Miami Sharks at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time on Saturday, and then New England Free Jacks at Chicago Hounds on Sunday at 4 p.m. So good little slate of games there. USA Women taking on South Africa on Saturday at 7 a.m. Mountain Time. You can catch that live on Rugby Pass TV. And we got Super Rugby rolling. We've got Premiership Rugby. We've got the URC. So lots of rugby if you're looking for something to watch this weekend. Good sports weekend, really. Got rugby, March Madness, baseball started up. So you, if you're bored, it's your fault. So you can find something to watch if you're really looking for it. That does it for all the rugby you could watch this week. We'll go ahead and jump into the interview with American Raptors forward Mo Vinicolo. That's presented by First Bank. First Bank's the official banking partner of Infinity Park. They believe in banking for good, doing their best to do right by their customers, communities, and employees. Banking for good, member FDIC. So Mo Vinicolo has been playing really great. He's having a great season so far for the Raptors this year. Just feels like he's always involved offensively, defensively. He's in the mix. He scored 2 tries on the season already and has assisted on a handful of others. And just to kind of put things into perspective, Mo has started every match for the Raptors this year. He's 5 for 5, playing significant minutes. And, you know, just for reference, he played in 1 match last year in 2023. So he's come a long way. He's looking a lot more comfortable. Like I said, he's just kind of blown me away with how well he's played this year. So I wanted to get him on the show, talk about it a little bit. Mo's got a little bit of an interesting story, too, because he was a part of the Crossover Academy. He is a true crossover. We'll get into that a little bit in the interview, but never played rugby before this opportunity. He actually left for a little bit. He got an opportunity in the USFL to go play linebacker for the Michigan Panthers, and he's back now playing rugby again. So he's kind of converted twice. Interested to hear how it went going back to football. But it was a good conversation with Mo. Hopefully everybody enjoys this conversation with American Raptors forward Mo Vinicolo. All right, pleased to be joined on the show today by American Raptors forward Mo Vinicolo. Mo, how's it going, man?
Doing good.
Good, yep. Man. So almost to the midway point of the season, how are you feeling?
We're starting to build momentum. Body's still feeling good. So, yeah, that's good news.
That is good news. You're having an awesome year. I know. That's why I wanted to talk to you today. You've already got 2 tries on the year. I know you've assisted on a couple more. You assisted on 2 just last weekend. What's kind of different for you this year? You just seem comfortable. Does it just kind of boil down to getting more of a chance to play, or kind of what's been like the secret for you coming in this year?
I think it's that. It's a mixture of getting the minutes in. You know, ever since I started playing rugby, everybody, you hear it all the time, is you need to play to know how to play. You know, so it's a mixture of the minutes and just the time being here, being around the game. I think the game slowed down a lot for me. But, you know, there's still a lot more to, a lot of little details that I can learn, a lot of more things I can pick up, but definitely the game just slowing down.
Yeah. And like, do you have some examples of stuff that you still don't feel super comfortable with? Because when I've been watching you, I mean, I've seen you play a decent chunk of your rugby career now, and like you, like I said, you just seem more comfortable, like with ball in hand, like you,
yeah.
You're getting kind of nice with the offloads too. Like I think you had one behind your back last weekend.
Yeah.
What do you still feel like you need to kind of improve on?
I think now there's a lot more for me to mentally, there's a lot more to know. For example, the 5-meter scrum where I gave it out the back to Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
I think situational wise, Magno was getting on me, man, for not taking it in.
Yeah.
I was told by Johnny to dish it out to him. But I think just given the situation, just knowing, you know, we're a forwards pack, we're on the 5-meter line, I think I should just have the confidence to just take it in myself.
Yeah, sure.
But just like football, I was always told in football, the more you know, the better. You know, that you play a lot faster, just knowing more, and I think rugby.
Yeah, that makes sense. I want to talk a little about the season. So obviously not the start to the season that you guys would have liked, but things are turning around 2-0 since coming home. 2 wins in a row. That's the first time since joining Super Rugby Americas that
yep.
Raptors have been on a little win streak. What sparked the change? I know there's been a coaching change. Does that boil down to that, or is it just like a combination of things? Like what's
definitely got a combination
moving in the right direction? Sorry to interrupt.
No. It's definitely a combination of things. Like you said, the change as far as you know, there's always good change and there's always bad change. We definitely felt like a good energy of change. You know. most of it taking over the structure of the practices, you know, and then it comes to Pride. You know, we're in our backyard now, and Staggy always mentioning altitude and gratitude, or altitude and attitude, you know, and it, you see it, to see it display on game day is we, our attitude capitalizes when we see them. Like, it gives you confidence, man, when you look across and they're dead, and they know that we know they're dead.
When does that happen? Because I have noticed the second halves of these last two games, it's been, the scoring's been very lopsided towards you guys. It's, you held them to, I think, one try in each half, maybe two in this last one, but you've outscored them in both second halves. Like, when can you pinpoint the moment, like, when they give up?
I'd say the first 10 minutes in the second half, you'll start to, you see the subs, which is a cue that, okay, maybe, you know, some guys are starting to slow down. And then you see it on the set pieces. You look across, you know, hands are on their knees. Deep breaths, you know, you can see the guys trying to pull themselves together. And you, we draw from that, man. We draw attitude from that. And it's just, it's a go forward for us from there.
Yeah. I know in that bye week after you guys returned from South America, I could look out the window and see really busting your ass. Like, how much, you know, work did you guys feel like you needed to do in that bye week to get to where you are now?
We just had to make sure we stayed on top.
Yeah.
That was the main thing for us. Just like them coming up here, we knew it's going to be a struggle for them. But if we just stay on top, you know, because we were coming from down there as well.
Yeah.
You know, if we just found our way to quit, the spark that, you know, our body, because just so our body can get reminded, like, hey, this is, we're back up here now. You've been here before. And that's all that was, man. So that week was really useful.
Yeah, because I guess that is a good point. You're down there for a good while, and you had a weak head start to kind of get back acclimated to things, which has got to be helpful. I know you talked about Mose a little bit. What's it like playing for Mose? Because I know you're very well by now, but nobody has a bad word to say about Mose. Like, he's an awesome guy. Just kind of wondering what it's like as a head coach now, since this is his first, you know, opportunity with the professional rugby team taking over the reins.
I take a lot of pride playing for Mose. Since 2021, since I first came here, you know, opened me with so much, you know, just genuine knowledge of, you know, hoping to improve my game, and just him, just he's just a real genuine coach. You know, you can tell he wants the best for us as far as learning the game and improving in the game and wanting to win. And I'm pretty sure all the guys can say the same thing about him too.
Yeah. But, I know when I had a chance to chat with him right when he came back, and for something I was writing, and one of the things he said is that he just wanted to play a little bit faster, like he wanted to push the pace.
Yeah.
And I think that that's been on full display, and that's been working in your favor. Just kind of wondering if that's kind of, you know, that's been a message that's been echoed throughout the, the locker rooms and the meetings and stuff as well.
Yeah. Just kind of off topic with my father-in-law. He's in town. He doesn't know much about rugby, but he watches every game, and he just mentioned to me about two nights ago, he was like, I notice a lot more, you know, the plays are a lot more stretched out, a lot more passes, a lot more out the backs, and that kind of told me, I was like, man, if you notice that, we're doing something, we're actually emphasizing what Mose wants to bring, you know.
Yeah, the that's difference good. That's a cool way to put it. I like that. So, I mean, things, like I said, things have been turning around. Things seem to be pointing, you know, up in the right direction right now. Just kind of what's like the mood and the feeling amongst the team now? You got two wins together. It seems like everyone's having a lot of fun. Like when you watch, you can tell like you're celebrating a lot of the small victories throughout the game, and that's always fun to see. And then, you know, after the match last week, it's a big comeback win against a good team that's, you know, ranked high in the table of SRA right now. Just kind of what's like the feeling amongst the team?
I think it's more now than ever. It's clicked on for us that we have an opportunity to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I think everything is going to be taken with extra seriousness now going forward. You know, we're going to hold each other even more accountable going forward, because we want to make the playoffs and we want to win, man.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and it's like you said, last week was such a big game because that's the biggest win, you know, since joining this competition. You beat a good team. You're in the mix, which was never really the case last year, unfortunately, like after that start. And, you know, just when the wins started to come, it was just already out of reach. So how do you keep it rolling? Like, what do you have to do to keep it rolling next week against Selknam? You have a little bit of a break for Easter, which I'd be interested to hear if you think is good or bad, because you are so red hot right now. That's, you know, sometimes you don't want to have a break. You just want to keep playing. But how do you keep it rolling through this break and get another victory over Selknam in a couple weeks?
I say just like, because we have to remind ourselves that the whole league is taking this week off. You know? And who knows what Selknam, how Selknam is preparing. But we just have to make sure we're straining, you know. Like, there's, you know, it's a relaxing week. Not a relaxing week, but we just have to make sure we keep the strain on. Because Diego just reminded us out there in the units group that we can be relaxed. It's cool and all, but we have to be reminded that, remind ourselves that it's on now for us. We're playoff contenders, and we just have to keep the mental, you know. At the end of the day, our job description is to win games.
Yeah.
You know, and to win games, we have to go about our ways professionally, you know, even on an off week like this.
That's awesome, man. And, it's been really fun to watch these last few weeks. I think, you know, people are seeing some entertaining rugby, which is always fun. And, you know, it's always fun to see you win. So, Mo, I want to ask you a football question before you left. So, when your true crossover, right? Like, had you played rugby before you came here?
No.
Okay, yeah. So, true crossover, been playing the last couple of years, and I know, remember you got an opportunity to go play in the USFL to Michigan Panthers a couple of years ago. I'm interested in how that transition back to football went for you. Like, I know talking to, I don't know if you were you around when Michael Bandy was here?
I was,
like,
I came
maybe,
right
like, you
after.
Just missed him.
But yeah, I do know of him. We're in the same agency. Okay, so I always knew about him. I played with him in the spring league as well.
So I remember he went, in the spring league when he got called back to the spring league, and now he's been running around with the Chargers and the Broncos. I remember asking him, like, was it different? And he was like, yeah, like I had a lot more wind, you know, because you stop so much. Like, I felt like I could recover quicker. And then he just said that the ball felt really small too.
Yeah.
So like when going back, I guess for you, because you played linebackers on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was it easier to go back to football? Like, what was kind of like, how was the transition back to football for you?
It was like Bandy said, it wasn't hard for me. Like, we go right into spring ball basically, or you know, into camp, and I'm like, it was a lot easier for me to run from sideline to sideline.
Yeah,
you know, make plays from on this sideline, the next play, run to the next sideline. And it felt natural, you know, as instead of like the old football, you kind of have to use that little break between plays to breathe. And while I'm kind of just like, you know, what's next? You know, what's the next job? But two totally different games.
Yeah.
Very fun games, but two, a lot of people on social media like to go back and forth about football and rugby. But there are two great, great games and two totally different games, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, are you having fun? It seems like I said, when I watch you play, it's been fun to watch. You've definitely stood out to me. You're doing a lot defensively, offensively. Are you having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun, man.
That's good.
Yeah, that's why a week like this, like you said, it's kind of like you want to just keep the train going. Yeah. But, you know, this is a week maybe all of us need.
Yeah, I need a break too at the end of the day.
Yeah. But it's fun, man. It's fun, especially when we come out with a W. It's a lot more fun.
For sure. Well, awesome. That's all the questions I had for you, man. I really appreciate you coming up here during your lunch break. Keep up the good season, man. It's been fun to watch, and we're obviously rooting for you down the stretch here.
Yeah, right on. Appreciate it, man.
All right, hopefully everyone enjoyed that conversation with American Raptors forward Mo Vanicolo. Appreciate him taking some time out of his day. Came up during the lunch break, so shout out to Mo for that. We're going to jump into the required reading portion of the show now. This piece entitled Luis Reese Zammit, Rugby to NFL Dream Edges Closer, but Huge Obstacles Remain. So Luis Reese Zammit signed a 3-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs this week. I'm fascinated in the crossover aspect of the story. I hate that it's for the Chiefs. I hate the Chiefs. But I think it kind of depends on where you're coming from here. But from the American perspective, I think this is a good thing for rugby. But I've seen, you know, people online talking about how, you know, if you're in Wales, that you're not super pumped that the NFL's poached one of your better players. But this has already gotten rugby a lot of good exposure here in the United States, even just this week from him signing his deal. And this article is just a good look at all the things he still has to go through before he's on the 53-man roster this fall. But the good news for him is that there are some roster exemptions that NFL teams get for plucking players out of this international player program that Reece Zammit's gone through. So he's got a good shot. Jumping to the stat of the week now. Stat of the week is two. It's the number two. That's the current winning streak the American Raptors are on right now. And that's important because it's the first winning streak that they've strung together since joining Super Rugby America. So it shows they're making some progress there. And they'll have a chance to make it three in a row with a win next weekend against Selknam. So if you haven't grabbed your tickets for that, do so now. AmericanRaptors.com/tickets. Been nothing but good rugby at Infinity Park the last couple of weeks. Go ahead and close the show with the loop. Follow along with everything we got going on at the NVR Rugby on Twitter, at the NVR underscore rugby. That does it. I'm going to take a little time off this weekend, get a two-day weekend for the first time in a couple months now. I hope everybody else enjoys their weekend as well. Have a happy Easter. Hope you had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll catch you all back here next Friday.